All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the TechEd Countdown Show for TechEd North America in Houston, Texas, May 12th to the 15th. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Looks like you got some sunshine.
T-minus 3 weeks. The sunshine's actually not from Africa. The sunshine was from snowboarding for the first time in my life.
Yeah?
Actually, no, second time in my life. I'm glad I'm standing and not sitting. but that was snowboarding over the weekend.
I thought it was you hit the tanning beds up for Houston so that you don't, your body doesn't go into complete shock when you're in Houston.
The Tilly hat gives me SPS 50.
Oh, okay.
Automatically, just flip down the side. So yeah. That's what I normally use.
Okay. Apparently, you weren't wearing the Tilly hat.
You wear a helmet when you ski.
Well, that's true.
You know, I got to protect this noggin.
We are, T-minus, as Rick mentioned, 3 weeks-ish, less than 3 weeks-ish away. This is episode 20 of the Countdown Show. And in this episode, what we're going to concentrate on is all about the randomness.
Yes.
All the random questions that you've been asking through the TechEd forums that we haven't been able to cover over the last couple of weeks because we've just not... I mean, there's been shows, but we've not been able to do the live thing for a while.
This is kind of the smorgasbord, the ratatouille, the conglomeration of all
the buffet.
Stuff. The buffet, let's say. The buffet. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover, but you have, of course, mentioned that it is sold out.
We are absolutely sold out, and make sure that you hit the wait list if you haven't already registered.
Yes.
That wait list will be cleared sometime around the 5th of May or before the 5th of May on a first-come, first-served basis. So make sure you hit that wait list if you have not already registered. Again, first-come, first-served. Also, there are expo hall passes still available. Mm-hmm. And if you want to attend a pre-con session, those registrations are still open and available. However, some of them are getting rather full. So get registered, get signed up today.
You got it. Diving right into it, the very first one. I'll take this one. This is a Canadian night. We got a good old friend, Mr. Sean Kearney, was asking, Energized Tech, was asking about a particular gathering. So this is representative of what's happening in the forums right now. Mm-hmm. Different nationalities, different countries, different organizations, different groups are basically setting together informal meetups and greet-ups, I guess you would say, tweet-ups even, in the forums. And so if you're interested in partaking in any of these, I know the Netherlands guys with the orange pants, they're doing something, and the Canadians want to do something. I think they're going to a baseball game, possibly. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay social and stay connected, find new people you haven't met before that just happen to live in the same geography or have the same interest group as you, the forums is the place to do it. channel9@msdn.com/forums, and then choose TechEd North America to find out more details.
There you go. So if you've got a gathering, you want to have more folks at it, or if you want to just put together a gathering of your own, check out the forums. Next up... Okay.
MCP party.
So a couple of weeks ago on the Countdown Show, I did a very, very bad thing.
Bad joy.
Right? I incorrectly stated the date of the Microsoft certification party. It's actually going to be Monday, not Wednesday. So it'll be Monday night, Howl at the Moon. You must be Microsoft certified to get a pass. So what you'll do is simply you can print out a wallet card or bring your wallet card that you have, prove that you are certified if you are not yet certified. It's not too late. On Sunday, you could take an exam, get yourself certified, and you can attend that party. So, correction made. Veronica hopefully
Monday.
Won't continue the 40 lashes every day.
She'll hopefully take us off the bad boy list.
Yes, exactly. So, there's a clarification there.
Mother's Day. In case you were astute to notice the calendar, there's two very important dates that are happening during TechEd. The first one is Mother's Day.
Yes.
The second one is Patch Tuesday.
Patch Tuesday, yes, absolutely.
So, you know, there's not much we can do there. But on Mother's Day, we thought that we would share what we do for our wives, who are also mothers, to share something special with them. Personally, I don't really make breakfast, but I'm not going to be there. So I've delegated out the breakfast-making task to my son, who has taken home ec for the very first time. He's in grade 5. And he's able to make French toast and bacon and sausages. And he will be making a breakfast in bed for my wife. And I have also left strict instructions that there will be flowers purchased and included with that breakfast with my name on them.
Well, there goes the surprise.
Hopefully she doesn't watch the Countdown Show.
Now, for me, we typically kind of do a date day with the kids.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to do that actually in advance of us departing. I know some of you are departing actually on Mother's Day. So for that, you know, if you can arrange your flight in such a manner, or if you've arranged your flight in such a manner, you can still do the breakfast thing in the morning. For me, I've got to do this well before I leave. So we're going to have the date day just prior to departure off to Houston, Texas, because we leave a little bit earlier than most folks do. But
yes,
we're going to still do the standard thing. It's okay that, you know, we saw this coming a while ago. So we made prior arrangements on this. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Maybe a little bit extra special on the date day.
Yeah,
it's one of those things.
I might end up bringing some barbecue back for my wife.
Oh, there you
go. I don't know. I don't know. She might, if she watches the show, she might find this out. But I don't
know. Yeah. See, this is a lot easier for me because normally TechEd actually falls on my anniversary.
Oh, so this is slightly better.
Okay,
yes. Good.
Yeah. So I'll actually be home for my anniversary, but I miss Mother's Day.
So whatever you're doing, and you're married, and you have a wife, or if you happen to still obviously have a mother, you can go off and send a card off to. Do something in advance, or do something afterwards, and you know. Give her an extra little heart with a smiley face on it.
There you go.
You got it.
There you go.
Alumni status came up in the forums. What is this? Energized Tech is all of a sudden on fire. He's asking again about alumni status. So when you registered, there's the option to indicate that you were, in fact, alumni.
Yes.
And that was during the registration process. If you forgot to tick off on that box, potentially you can also just simply say that you were alumni and then have some validation of that fact when you go off and register in person. But for the most part, you should have checked off the box, you should have seen it, and you would have access to the alumni lounge and a little alumni ribbon or badge or something or rather we're going to recognize these guys with.
Yes, absolutely. That way they get, again, as you mentioned, the alumni lounge.
Yep.
And the other things that you get from being an alumni. That happens during registration, so hopefully you've already ticked off that box and you're good to go.
Yep.
There,
so
on registration. There is
reports in the forums that people have simply indicated they've been alumni in the past and were able to prove it, and they were able to get it at that point in time as well. So, you know, no big deal. If you want to still get that ribbon and that badge, go ahead and give that a shot.
What else do we have in the forums?
I like this one. Gadgets. We're all about gadgets, man. What is your bug out bag for TechEd? What's your bug out bag? What do you bring with you? And currently, I don't want to lift mine up because I'm actually projecting to the back screen here.
Yes.
But I've got my Surface Pro 2, and that one there is the regular keyboard, not the battery keyboard. It's just the regular keyboard.
Yep.
And that should last me most of the day, and that's generally what I bring. And then, if I do need to bring power, I always carry a very, I have a special Monster Travel four-port power bar. It's like the little pigtail. It's only about, 15 centimeters long or so.
Sure.
Whatever that is in Imperial.
It's okay. I didn't do the translation.
You didn't do a translation?
No.
Anyway, I normally bring a little bit of power as well as that. And obviously my cell phone, that's about it. I keep very, very, very light.
So I go, there's these new tablets.
Yeah.
Unlimited battery life.
Unlimited battery life.
Unlimited battery life.
What's that?
They power up immediately.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the pen and the handwriting recognition is amazing. It's called pen and paper.
What are you talking about?
I always have a notepad with.
I call that the carbon-based backup and archival
correct.
Device.
Yes.
That's what I have.
I always have a pen and paper with the. Also, typically have either my Surface or my tablet device that I bring with me, and then I have also, and I'm going to look at this just real quick to make sure I've got the. It's called the Hutu TripMate. And I'm going to bring this everywhere with me because it's got a 6,000 mAh battery so I can charge my phone. Because at TechEd, I'm always doing the phone thing and texting and everything else. So I drain the battery rather quickly throughout the day. It's also a portable router. So if the Wi-Fi in the hotel starts to, be a little bit dodgy, I can plug it into the wired and get my own little Wi-Fi going on there.
Oh, nice.
And it also does basically some media sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a NAS type device where I can plug in my
cool.
External USB hard drive that's got, the countdown shows and some of those things on that I may need to reference and just kind of watch those. So it's super cool. I just got this. I'm super excited to bring it. I also keep my bag down to as
minimal as
minimal as I possibly can actually at on site. Now I do have a bunch of other stuff that comes down with me, right? But for my tech bag, I less is more.
Yep.
We're constantly moving. I know, we tend to kind of hang around in the expo area, but we've got to move rapidly from various place to place and through our sessions. And then, obviously, with our sessions upcoming, we also have to have the tech that follows along with that.
Now, there's typically, people are asking about water bottles and stuff like that. There are refill stations that are around there. There's cups you'll be able to get some water from. There's typically also some kind of refreshments and different bars and areas where you can go off and get some little nibblies and the different breaks and sort of stuff. So you don't have to bring too much in that kind of a way. I've got a very large bag that is all my kit that I just purchased and updated for my Tom Bin bag, but that's more of my, that's really my bug out bag. It's from the hotel to the conference center. I don't carry that around with me, but it stays where I happen to be. And that's got all sorts of little pockets and holders and stuff like that. So I've got a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. My recommendation is if this is your first tech ed,
keep it light.
In all honesty, there have been times as an attendee that I've not even brought a laptop. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily needed. There are stations that you can log in and check email, obviously your phones, and those kinds of things. But honestly, keep it to a minimum. The slide decks are typically made available through most sessions, so you can always go back and reference those. That's just how I suggest it, right? Keep it light, keep it easy. Keep your bag empty for all that swag you're going to gather.
Yes, but so keep it here for all that. And also, don't forget, there will also be thousands upon thousands of identical laptop bags walking around. So somehow distinguish that yours is yours and keep your hands on it to make sure that no one walks off with it, because there's lots and lots and lots of bags that are going to be there that are all surprisingly going to be similar. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They just like coordinate in the morning and say, let's all use the same bag or something. So watch out for them. Keep it light. Focus on the sessions. Focus on making connections and talking to people and minimizing, believe it or not, at a tech conference, minimizing your tech so you don't have to worry about trying to plug in all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Pack around with you.
Next up is Tech Ed 101. This was around mostly what should I not miss or what should I do?
And yeah, the question is actually pretty interesting here in this Tech Ed 101 question, because there are people who will miss Tech Ed 101, which is occurring Sunday, I want to say at noon or 12:15, and then again at 4.
I thought it was at 1 and 4.
Okay, 1 and 4.
Yeah, it's early afternoon, late afternoon, basically. We haven't received the meeting reminder yet. So.
Yes, exactly. Hasn't been added to it. I haven't done the export of all of my stuff into my schedule yet.
I'm still waiting on that one.
Waiting on that till everything kind of gets locked in.
Yep.
But if you miss Tech Ed 101 because you are doing those pre-con sessions, you've missed Tech Ed 101, a couple of suggestions, and I posted this in the forums as an answer. You can go back and watch last year's Tech Ed 101 session, and I posted a link to that in the forums.
Just be aware that the maps that we show during that 101 session are for last year's venue.
Correct. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different. There are some venue-specific things, but for the most part, you can kind of get a good concept, a good idea of what to expect at Tech Ed, and what or the things that you should and shouldn't miss. Those will typically change from year to year. Individual session types, some certain things that we may have run and may not have run, specials, those kinds of things. So watch last year's video. Obviously, if you should be watching the countdown shows, which is what's landed you here. So
absolutely.
Hopefully you've watched the countdown shows.
And we did a show just for newbies just recently. So
yeah, absolutely. That was last week's
there.
Episode.
Yep.
Before we were interrupted by the sellout announcement. So take a look at that. So again, those are kind of the things. If you end up missing Tech Ed 101, again, there's two sessions. If you don't get there for the one first thing, there's one later in the afternoon. Drop by, check it out, watch it online from last year's version. That's kind of my suggestion that we have there. I understand those of you in pre-cons aren't going to make the one-on-one sessions.
You know, we could say that they could skip out of the pre-con.
I would never say that,
because come back to the pre-con again, but you know.
They paid for the pre-con.
I know, that's an option. It's an option. Speaking of this.
You're causing trouble.
I know, I'm just stirring the pot. I'm stirring the pot, because the next question is about what can't I miss? And the first thing you can't miss is obviously us.
Right, just look for the tall guy and the guy with the hat.
Short guy with a hat, tall guy with the hair, and you'll be able to find us. We will be at Tech Ed, believe it or not. And
really?
We'll be walking around and doing things throughout the week, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
It's insane. They actually pay us to do this, so it's great.
Wait.
What? You haven't been getting paid?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out. So we do have the Tech Ed 101 sessions that are taking place on the weekends, on Sunday. Those are not being repeated during the week. But we also happen to have two technical sessions. We've got a part one and part two.
We do.
And so I would suggest you don't miss that one there, because, you know, it's actually a really good session. Our session is about the real world environment of upgrading and leveling up your IT pro skills, IT professional skills, working from an on-premises environment to a cloud environment and beyond, so that you're going to be tooled up and ready to go inside this new world of how we do work inside the world of IT.
Yeah. It's very much scenario-based, right?
Yes,
the things that you would deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's mostly demos.
This guy, Taskmaster, has been basically sitting there saying, thou shalt not have slides, thou shalt not have slides. So we're going to have mostly demos the entire time, and it's two sessions, and it's back-to-back, and it's on the Mondays. So go ahead and take a look either for Rick Claus or Joey Snow in the speaker list. But in all honesty, other things that people can't miss. I love some of these things. You know, closing party, hallway conversations. Don't miss the Marks, as I like to say.
Yep.
The Rusinovich and the Manassis that are out there. In case you don't know, Mark Rusinovich, Mark Manassi.
Don't miss Jeffrey Snover. Species. Highly recommend Jeffrey Snover sessions.
Snover's very good. Mr. Woolsey, Jeff Woolsey from the WSV guy on Twitter. He is the group program manager for Hyper-V and beyond. You just kind of listen to the forums. People are commenting about what things that they want to see, what they have to go off to do, and don't be concerned that you are going to miss something because it's so big you might, but the reality is if you just simply stay open and you keep listening to what's important to you personally for going to TechEd, you're going to be able to find all the stuff you're looking for.
Also, jump out to the blogs because one of the things that we've been able to do this year for TechEd North America is a few of our alumni have actually gone out and posted their recommendations and what they're doing with scheduling.
Oh, yeah.
So check those out. I want to thank Michael Bender. I want to thank Harjit.
Yep.
Also want to thank Jay Shock or Jared. For providing his information. Did I miss anybody?
No, that's
what we've got, the three of those guys. They've got great recommendations. Also in the forums, there's a post about this with some other folks who've been around.
We already covered a lot of the major events in our newbies session. I will make one extra call out just again to the what we call Trash and Trinkets, the Monday night.
Yes.
That one there, you do have finger food, you do have beverages, both of adult and non-adult varieties that are available. And Trash and Trinkets is a great time to go and very quickly see all the different vendors and what they have and what you can do. And then obviously browse and go and make a short list of ones you want to go back and spend more time with later.
Yeah, the welcome reception is what we're talking about. That's on Monday night. And then, of course, we'll be around the welcome reception. So come by and say hello.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. We've got one last one. Parking. Parking at the convention center. If you're local to Houston, we want to see you.
Yeah.
At TechEd. Hopefully, you've already registered and we'll be there. So parking is not covered by your conference fees. However, there is plenty of parking around the George R. B. Convention Center.
They've got
that can be had.
Let's say across the street at Discovery Green is $12 a day.
There you go.
If you leave, you have to pay another $12. And there are other options as well. They've got a couple of links to websites for where to park in downtown Houston and also on parkingpanda.com site as well.
Excellent. So there you go. And it's $12 a day. Not ridiculous at all. Not ridiculous at all.
It's cheaper than parking here at work.
It actually is. So I think that kind of covers our smorgasbord buffet of all things that are TechEd North America.
Stay up to date with channel9 at msdn.com/forums. Choose TechEd North America because they keep on, as someone adds a new post, they bubble up to the top. And then we'll be watching those to see if you have any additional questions leading up to the big day, May 12th through the 15th, up in TechEd Houston. Up in Houston for TechEd.
Absolutely.
This year.
Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I am at Joey Snow.
I'm at @RicksterCDN.
You can also follow the hashtag MSTechEd for all the information and late breaking news. That's it for another episode of the countdown show. I can't believe
this
it.
This is getting real, man.
It is getting extremely real.
It's like
real.
Under 20 days.
Yes.
It's insane. I guess we better go off and finish our sessions, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll see you next week.